Welcome to Coolsville. My name's Andy Steves. What's yours? It's Holy Week, so in honor of the death and resurrection of the Savior, I thought we'd look at some songs about our Creator that made the Billboard pop charts. Some of the songs on this list may be long forgotten. Many of these songs have allowed people who've never really met God to see Him in a whole new light. Your Easter Hit Parade on Coolsville. Let's look at pop songs. By the way, pop is short for popular. Those songs that made the AT40, or in some cases, barely missed Casey's Countdown. Our first crossover hit, get it, goes back to 1960. It was a country mega hit, spending 10 weeks at number 1 on the country charts, went all the way to number 12 on the pop charts. Writer Bob Ferguson was inspired by Noah's Ark from the book of Genesis, chapters 6 through 9. After the ark rested on Mount Ararat, Moses sent out a dove 3 times. On the 3rd time, the dove never returned, so Noah knew that the floodwaters had receded. Ferlin Husky was your singer, a great name for a country singer, by the way. Ferlin Husky. The song On the Wings of a Dove was Ferlin's 3rd and last number 1 country song, and it has stood the test of time. Usually, at any benefit show in any small town in North America, just wait, it'll come along. The Edwin Hawkins Singers can't contain their excitement in their jubilant crossover hit, Oh Happy Day, based on the 18th century Protestant hymn, Oh Happy Day That Fixed My Choice. With Hawkins on piano and Dorothy Morrison at the lead, the choir delights in their walk with Jesus, who taught them how to live rejoicing every day. As recounted in the 4 Gospels, Jesus atoned for the world's sins by sacrificing himself through crucifixion. The joyous day in question is the day of conversion, when we accept the gift of salvation. Not exactly the stuff of a mainstream hit. Hawkins was as surprised as anybody when his song, part of an album intended to finance the youth choir's trip to a church conference, started getting played on local pop radio. Suddenly, a hymn-based Jesus-praising gospel tune recorded in a church with a church choir using church musicians was sacrilegious. Hawkins Church, the Ephesian Church of God in Christ in Berkeley, California, wanted no part of it. The bigwigs of the denomination even petitioned secular stations to stop airing it. Thankfully, pop stations kept playing Oh Happy Day, and the song soared to number 4. Hawkins said in an interview of his church, "What confused me about it was that they were teaching us all of our lives that we were to take the message everywhere." The group is best known for Oh Happy Day, which saw a range of covers from Glen Campbell to Aretha Franklin, but they continued to record. Most notably, they brought a spiritual vibe to Melanie's top 10 hit, Lay Down, Candles in the Rain, the following year. You might want to check that song out. It's a really good one. By the time the song reached its zenith in 1969, Jesus was starting to become a popular character in the counterculture scene, with more and more musicians making references to the Son of God. George Harrison was on tour with Delaney and Bonnie when he heard Hawkins' song for the first time, inspiring him to write his own devotional tune, My Sweet Lord. He recalled, "I was so thrilled with Oh Happy Day by the Edwin Hawkins Singers. It just really knocked me out, the idea of that song, and I just felt a great feeling of the Lord. So I thought, I'll write another Oh Happy Day," which became My Sweet Lord. PG&E frontman Charlie Allen delivers a gospel funk sermon in the group's biggest hit, Are You Ready? The opening line, "There's rumors of war," is a nod to Matthew 24:6, when Jesus prophesied about the end times and his second coming. Are You Ready was written by Charlie Allen and John Hill. It reached number 14 on the Billboard Hot 100 and number 49 on the R&B chart in 1970. The band featured it on their 1970 album, guess what? Are You Ready? The song featured the backup vocal group, the Blackberries. The album version was nearly 6 minutes in length and had to be cut down to 3 minutes for the single, resulting in cutting the first verse, people say he won't come, pertaining to the unmentioned Jesus Christ. This reference was considered too controversial for AM airplay, especially in rural areas, the Deep South, and the Bible Belt sections of the United States. Guitarist Glenn Schwartz, a born-again Christian, was highly regarded by stars like Eric Clapton, Jimmy Page, and Jeff Beck. Jimi Hendrix invited Schwartz to play at his birthday party. Well, for me, this is a bona fide classic song. Funkadelic, baby! Easter was always the same candy, a solid chocolate bunny that you had to wait till Mum was out of sight to use the butcher knife to get a good chunk lopped off. And little mini footballs. Well, I call them footballs. They were supposed to be tiny Easter eggs wrapped in tinfoil, but they looked like footballs. My sister got a skipping rope, I got marbles, and we both got a big jug of bubbles. Sure signs of spring. You're listening to Easter Hit Parade on Coolsville with Andy Steves. The next song was a one-hit wonder released in North America in January of 1970. Norman Greenbaum channeled his appreciation of gospel music into the Christian rock song Spirit in the Sky. The Jewish singer figured Jesus was more marketable than Jehovah, so he encouraged listeners to buddy up with the Christian Savior if they wanted to spend eternity in heaven. Prepare yourself, you know it's a must. Gotta have a friend in Jesus. Greenbaum, who took just 15 minutes to write the hit, didn't have much time to crack open the Bible, but the lyric is about John 3:16, which indeed says, "You must have a friend in Jesus. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life." The singer also gets some spiritual backing from the Stovall Sisters, a gospel group from Indiana. And the following year, that trio did a turn with the Ikeettes, backing Ike and Tina Turner. The song has been used in many movies, including Apollo 13, Remember the Titans, and Ocean's 11. Greenbaum says that he ran into a funeral director once who told him it was the second most requested song to play at a service, behind, get this, Oh Danny Boy. Our next song is an unlikely top 10 record. It remains the only top 10 hit with the words attributed to Jesus Christ. The Lord's Prayer by Sister Janet Mead was a certified gold for sales of 1 million copies. The single entered the Billboard Hot 100 chart on the 23rd of February 1974, charted for 13 weeks, and reached a peak of number 4 during Holy Week in April. The record also reached number 2 on the Adult Contemporary Singles chart. It made Mead the first Roman Catholic nun to have a hit record in the United States since Jeannie Deckers, and she was called the Singing Nun. She hit number 1 in 1963 with Dominique. It also became the only song to hit the top 10 in which the entire lyrical content originated from the words of the Bible. Uneasy with her secular success, Sister Janet, who donated all of her hit tunes royalty to charity, withdrew from the spotlight after releasing her 1974 album, With You I Am. In 1999, she re-recorded the song for her comeback album, A Time to Sing. She passed away in 2022 at the age of 84. I don't know, would you call a group a one-hit wonder if they've had other hits in their own country? The group Ocean hails from Canada, but they only had one hit in the U.S. I say only, but that song was huge. Though not strictly a Christian band, and they were afraid that they would be pigeonholed as one, the band Ocean went to number 2 on the Billboard pop charts in 1971. The song was originally written for Anne Murray by Gene McClellan, who was a country, pop, and gospel singer, songwriter, Maritimer. His songs, Snowbird and Put Your Hand in the Hand, won the Grammy Awards in 1991, and they were declared Canadian classics and were inducted into the Canadian Songwriters Hall of Fame. Winner of the 1971 Juno Award for Canadian Composer of the Year, McClellan was inducted into the Canadian Country Music Hall of Fame and the Nova Scotia Music's Hall of Fame. Gene also received the East Coast Music Association's Helen Creighton Lifetime Achievement Award. Wow, that's a mouthful. And was honored at the ECMA Awards both in 1995 and 1996. As for Ocean, the song Put Your Hand in the Hand was so popular that the band received fan mail for the song from religious figures such as Billy Graham and the Bishop of Toronto. Andy Steves here. This week we go with the true meaning of Easter here on this extra long installment of Coolsville. Get 'em. Next up, the Staple Singers, formed by patriarch Roebuck Pop Staples, was a star attraction on the gospel circuit, singing folky Christian tunes, but their association with Martin Luther King Jr. during the Civil Rights era turned them on to protest songs that address social injustice. Pops wanted to get King's message beyond the church walls. By the time they released I'll Take You There, the group settled into a soul-funk groove with the help of the Muscle Shoals rhythm section in Alabama. Actually, the Staples were a huge influence in rock and roll back in the 60s, with Keith Richards using one of Pop Staples' guitar riffs for the Stone song Last Time, and John Fogerty stating that he used to listen to the Staples singers' Sunday night gospel shows to pick up Pop's guitar solos. In fact, Fogerty said he used one in particular for the CCR song Born on the Bayou. I'll Take You There was released on Stax Records in February of 1972 and spent a total of 15 weeks on the charts. Reached number one on the Billboard Hot 100. By December 1972, it had sold 2 million units, and it's ranked as the 19th biggest American hit of 1972. It also remains as one of the best-selling gospel songs of all time. Morning is Broken is a hymn written in 1931 by Eleanor Fargen. She was quite an accomplished woman, writing children's stories, plays, poetry, and satire. To her family, she was known as Nellie. The music was based on an old Gaelic tune, Bunisin. Cat Stevens wanted the song for his album Teaser and the Fire Cat, but it took a while to convince his record label. Stevens was in the studio with Rick Wakeman, keyboard player for the band Yes. Wakeman played a tune he was saving for the solo album, but Cat convinced him to play it for Morning is Broken. Years later, Wakeman told the BBC that he was promised £10 for the song but never received it, and was shattered that he was not given credit on the Cat Stevens album. When he resumed his career as Yusuf Islam, Stevens paid Wakeman the money he owed him and apologized for the mix-up that he was not included in the album notes. By the way, the single reached number 9 on the UK singles chart and number 6 on the Billboard Hot 100 in 1972, becoming Cat Stevens' most successful single on the Billboard chart, but later tied by his rendition of the Sam Cooke song Another Saturday Night. The list of artists that have covered this song in the last 50 or so odd years is too extensive to list. I'll just say that Sister Janet Mead, who we spotlighted earlier in this episode, was one of the many. Give a listen to Cat Stevens' album Teaser and the Fire Cat, an album my brother Fred bought home early in the 1970s, and it became one of my all-time favorite albums. Also included are the hits Peace Train and Moonshadow. So if I may, let me give you the Christian perspective of Easter. Let's just start by saying that I'm probably the last person who should get his preach on. I tend to rely on my own strength a lot. I tend to want people to like me way too much. And sin? Yeah, that's me. I'm a sinner. But the good news is, we all are. God never told us we wouldn't sin. In fact, our DNA is loaded with it from the original fall in the Garden of Eden. God knows we have sinned. That's why he sent Jesus to take our sins with him on the cross. God needed a sacrifice to cover our sin, and God himself provided it through Jesus. Ask Jesus into your heart, and his Spirit will help you day by day. It's a free gift by the grace of God. And that, my friends, is why we celebrate Easter, from death to new life. So enough now. Just suffice it to say that Easter is more than bunnies, right? Gotta give a shout out to the songs we couldn't fit into this episode. You Light Up My Life by Debbie Boone. One Day at a Time by Christy Lane. Why Me, Lord by Kris Kristofferson. Jesus Take the Wheel by Carrie Underwood. I could go on and on. Okay, breathe deeply. I love you guys, and I hope that y'all have a joyous Easter filled with family and ham. If you see me on Facebook, please share. Follow on Spotify. There's a free version. Thanks to Upbeat and all their creators for the music I run with. My name's Andy. I'll catch you next time for Coolsville. Ciao for now.